Now, if you've spent any real time on social media, you've probably figured out that it offers some good stuff and some bad stuff. And for some people, maybe more bad than good. A string of high-profile celebrities have recently said they've had enough and are taking a break. A few examples. Back in January, Pamela Anderson said she posted on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for the last time. In February, Elon Musk said he was staying off Twitter for a while. Last month, Alec Baldwin deactivated his Twitter account, said it wasn't worth the harshness. Last week, Megan Thee Stallion announced she's entered, quote, a period of regeneration, said that her managers will run her social media accounts. Our next guest says sometimes you got to do that for the sake of your mental health. At the very least, come up with some healthier social media habits. Mark Ostash is a digital wellness expert, lifestyle coach, and author of the book Courage to Connect, Stories That Encourage Meaningful Connection in Your Life. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thanks so much for having me to the show.
Well, I know you're not anti-social media in and of itself. You've got some accounts, the Facebooks, Twitters, and Instagrams. Before we get into, you know, the warning signs that we might be doing too much with them, what benefits do you see from connecting via social media?
You know, social media can be a huge blessing and can be a big curse, right? It just all depends on your perspective. It keeps us connected, as you know, to loved ones. And you can see those old high school friends from decades back. Or you can keep a pulse on even family members that you might not have a chance to reach out to during the daily kind of activities. So in those ways, social media does give you a pulse on people that you normally wouldn't have a chance to connect with.
Now let's get to the curse side of things. When can we start to realize that we're having a problem with social media and it can sneak up on us?
Right. Well, you know, I like to start people by rooting them in this idea that the digital calories you consume need to be viewed the same way you look at your physical calories. So if you feel like you've had pizza three nights in a row and you're feeling bloated and like you're losing motivation to exercise, there's a similar effect that can happen when you're digitally bloated. You've read too many news headlines that have polarized you in nature. You've checked email right before bed. You feel digitally kind of constipated sometimes, or indigestion of the content that you've viewed or consumed. And my view is just to say, hey, how do we become a little bit more mindful of a little bit more of a balanced palate, a balanced plate to the types of content that we're consuming?
Yeah. What is a checklist for us to become more mindful of when and how much we're consuming our social media?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. One of the things I'd like to encourage people is when you find yourself saying, today on Facebook I read, or today on Instagram I saw, and those are the bulk of the comments or conversation starters in which you're sharing, I would challenge you that it's time to think for yourself a little bit in that given day. So that's one indication. The other thing is if you know that you're feeling a little bit more doom and gloom, or you might be more susceptible to eating those greasy calories, if you will, online on the racy headlines or on the kind of the aimless scrolling. That's another indication that you might need to shift your focus from a digital activity to an analog activity like walking, exercising, or even just literally picking up a book.
I've heard from a couple of people now. I want to hear what you think of this, Mark. The idea that if all we're doing is consuming, just scroll, we're not going to get much out of it. The people who actually get happier from social media are ones who engage in positive ways. They comment positively on that family picture from that cousin they haven't seen in a while, or they post something similar to that. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, it's a great perspective, and I do agree with it. I think in the book Courage to Connect that I just launched last year, I do just that. I share people, or I give people ways that they can connect both online and offline. So as you just mentioned, some of us just like to scroll. We are viewers, kind of consumers of the goods. And we might not feel as confident in our ability to share or comment or to create content. Well, truth be told, when you have an opportunity to kind of support somebody with encouragement, or even just a small text after seeing a social media post where you can tell that they might need some additional support, that goes a long way in ways in which you have kind of the courage to connect with those around you via social media, text, email, or even, God forbid, we pick up the phone and call somebody. but there's definitely a balance. And I believe that if you can take at least one proactive connection of your day, even if it's in that tertiary kind of friend, end quotes, that you've seen on social media, and reach out to that person in a more meaningful way, it'll help balance the digital calories that you're consuming.
We're talking about the toll social media can take on our mental health and how to improve our well-being with Mark Ostash. He's a digital wellness expert and author of the book Courage to Connect, Stories that Encourage Meaningful Connection in Your Life. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever hit a social media wall where you just had to get away for a while? What's a while? An hour? A week? A month? Have you figured out ways to connect smarter on social media and to feel like you're getting something positive out of it? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can use social media that way too. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now we're talking about the benefits of getting away from social media and how to tell when it's time to take a break. A few high-profile celebrities lately have announced that they've had enough, at least for now, and that the negatives outweigh the positives. Mark Ostash stays with us, digital wellness expert, author of the book Courage to Connect, Stories that Encourage Meaningful Connection in Your Life. You can join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. If you've had an experience needing to break away from social media, you or someone close to you, have you found positive ways to use it? Call in now at 800-642-1234. Mark, I saw you quoted, I think this is in USA Today, about a particular time of using social media, and that's bedtime. Why should we be careful when we're about to go to sleep?
Well, it's really important to what I like to call land the plane. So if those of you that have been flying, maybe it hasn't been recently, but you don't just land the plane from 30,000 feet up and just drop right down to the runway. You have to ease in and descend into the runway to get a safe, smooth landing. Same goes for your bedtime routine. If you're just plugged into email or social media and you're in bed and you just think you can set your phone down and gracefully get into bed and fall asleep, you're probably going to have nightmares or have trouble getting to sleep. So again, going back to that kind of approach to the runway, brush your teeth, move around, do some stretches, journal, reflect on the day. You even just lay in bed and look at the ceiling and count sheep, right? Like they used to do. Whatever it is, try to get away from the digital nature of things and into the more analog, reflective space. And that'll help you ease the plane of your mind into bed, get a more restful night's sleep, and prevent you from what I like to call suffering from post-traumatic scroll disorder.
And you just mentioned things we can do at bedtime instead of social media. Can you talk about maybe the benefits for time to do other stuff if we cut back from, I don't know, a half hour or 3 hours or whatever people are doing, or just sort of mindless scrolling? What can we do instead with our time?
Yeah, Rob, you know, I was reading your bio and I saw that you have some interesting hobbies, both with music and nature. Yes. And just kind of hanging out. And it's like, imagine the amount of times you hear your people around you say, "Oh, I wish I had more time to learn guitar," or "I wish I had more time to finish that book that I've been working on." It's like, well, if you take a half an hour of your social media scrolling and you compound that over the week, you've just found yourself an extra 4 or 5 hours. You look at that on the year, you've, you know, just discovered hundreds of hours at your disposal that you can be, you know, replaced or displaced to new things like hobbies, habits, or, you know, even relationships you want to repair.
Now, you used that food metaphor earlier, Mark, and I think that's pretty interesting because when I think of, you know, people doing crash diets, they change things abruptly for a while, but we know that people will swing back and forth from diet to bad habits. I imagine there's a similar thing with social media. Instead of maybe like the celebrities are doing, going cold turkey, is it more about trying to figure out a way to build good habits into our everyday lives?
Yeah, it is. For those of you that have tried doing things cold turkey, it's tough. I have to laugh. I think about there is this Hollywood 72-hour diet that you could buy at like the local convenience store. And it was just like a liquid pineapple juice that had no nutritional value. It was a bit gimmicky. But I think about the celebrities that have recently quit social media. I wonder if they've actually been successful at kind of their declaration. And one way to be successful, whether you're a celebrity or whether you're just a local Wisconsin person listening to the call, is find something to replace your new found time with. And in psychology, it's a term called replacement therapy. So you need to make sure that you have an activity to replace the activity in which you are trying to cut back on. So again, whether it's learning how to cook or you know, exercising more or picking up that guitar and taking classes, that will replace the habit of social media scrolling.
I know sometimes people have that fear of missing out. You know that the social media world is moving on, and if you're not there, it's moving on without you. How do we break that compulsive fear?
Well, the fear is a physiological reaction of cortisol and other stress hormones that are racing through you. So you need to realize that your devices and the notifications and our dependency on them is a physiological dependency that we've created in this relationship that we have with our phones. So to that end, being mindful of when you're feeling FOMO, your breath is your best resource to calm the state of fear your body feels and to be a little bit more rational in the what if possibilities that your mind's conjuring up are most likely not going to happen. And it's your breath that's going to get you there.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. William is with us in Wakefield, Michigan. William, hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. Great topic. My mother had a house fire there on Super Bowl Sunday and I had no insurance. So I started a spot fund page called Resurrect. And it found out that expressing yourself sometimes in a time of a crisis is a sense of relief to get it out. But then also, when you're on social media, if you're kind of encountering kind of negative feedback or different things, that you can just disconnect and turn your device off and go for a walk or, do something in nature or, you don't have to be kind of stuck in a situation that isn't putting you in a positive state of mind when you're going through a crisis.
William, thank you so much for sharing that story. I hope things worked out after that house fire. But William says, hey, there's this tool. We could bring people together in a tough time. But also, in a tough time, you don't have to sit there and take the bad stuff along with it, Mark.
Yeah, and William, just to extend on what I heard you say is that, there is a – we just have at our – regardless of your race, religion, your background, there's a need for human connection. And right now, during this hybrid kind of virtual world we've been living in via the pandemic, we find our connection in places like social media. So there is goodness that's found in there. It goes back to being mindful of when you feel like you're doom scrolling, just kind of scrolling to digest those empty, greasy calories, as opposed to if you are in need of connection and you vulnerably put yourself out there saying, I've had a bad day or I had a house fire or I have a crisis, and then you receive the support. That's a great way that you can use social media to help get you through tough times. So thanks for sharing, William.
William, thanks a lot for that call. Mark, I think a lot of people are going to be looking to reconnect now after some barriers in place from the pandemic. Can you leave us with a bit of advice?
Well, I like to hug. So if I saw you in person, I'd give you a hug. I don't know if that's going to fly with everyone when they're reconnecting in person, but your eyes are the gateway to your soul. So make sure that when you see those people in your next reunion or your hybrid get together, you use those eyes to both acknowledge and extend the appreciation you have for that person and keep your phone in your pocket. So that would be one piece of advice. And the next thing is push yourself to get back out there. There's been a lot of people articulating that they have almost an amplified sense of social anxiety because of the lack of social interaction they've had. My challenge to you is social connection is vital to human existence. Get back out there, be safe, do what you got to do, but start by showing your face, showing those eyes, and getting some fresh air.
Mark, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Mark Ostash is a digital wellness expert and author of the book Courage to Connect, Stories That Encourage Meaningful Connection in Your Life. We talked to him about how to have a healthy balance with social media and when it's time to take a break.